And I used to love to hunt. I love it yet. But they didn't want to take me out too far, she says. I might get lost or do something like that, you know. And I kill a rabbit every time they go out, though. Last year, the first hunt we made when the season opened over there, we went down the marsh over there. The first rabbit, them dogs jumped, he come by and I killed him. I killed the first rabbit in the gang.
Does the marsh have a lot of trees in it?
How's that?
Does the marsh have a lot of trees in it?
Not too many in the marsh. There's some patches, you know, some patches in the marsh, but most of the marsh is empty and there's but rows of grass, you know.
Yeah. What type of land do you have around here?
Land?
Mm-hmm.
It's good land, I mean, all over in there. I mean, it's good farmland. Although we take across the river here, going that way, the riverside and all that part of the country that going up there. Nice sugar cane and all that stuff.
You raise a good crop?
Oh yeah, they raise good crop, good cane. Corn, they raise all kind of stuff. And the further up you go around Patterson every day, it gets bigger, you know, the property, the field is much bigger. Over here, they kind of close in that they're building houses in some of them trees, you know, they. You don't cultivate all of that field. They blocked it off, you see, and they sold part of that to some of these projects out there, and they're building homes in there. But the cane field was all high land. Good place.
Do you have any land that you have to plow late in the spring?
Some what?
The land that you have to plow late in the spring. You know, the land that has water standing in a lot of times?
Well, the land that has water to stay in, the marshland has water. The lower land in that is water in there practically all the time in the marsh. Tide goes up and down, you know, there may be 6-8 inches of water in the marsh when the tide is up, and then the tide goes out, it goes dry again. See, but there's water most of the time in the marsh, lowland, like around. Around in here, you think so, going up this way, it's all swampland, all that part that going up that way, all around the lake shore and all that stuff. It's all swamp. They got some swampland going up this highway down there close to the lake, too. It's low land, they got water in there. But on the other side of the bay down there, it's all farmland, they raise all kind of stuff over there. They got a big rice farm on that side of, on this side of the bay. They raise rice.
You still have that on?
Yes, ma'am.
You save everything you said?
Yeah.
I don't believe.
You don't know where you're putting it. You don't know where you're storing it.
What the type of soil you have here?
Well, it's good land. I mean, they got sandy land. You got the black land. You know what I mean? The buckshot land they call.
Yeah.
Some of it in the lower part. But most of the land is it's mixed sand. You know, most of the some farmland is good. You got sandy right on this ground here.
Yes.
This ridge here is sandy all the way down.
Have they changed this land a lot since you were coming up here?
Huh?
Have they changed the land since you've come up here?
Did they change it?
Well, the land has been cultivated, has been drained. A lot of it has been developed since I've been here. You know what I mean? They had a lot of this land, especially all over in the back, this way going towards the lake, before they put those levees in there and put those drainage pumps in there. All that was swamp back there. We saw hunt back in behind. Right there where my son's got one of the house there now. I remember the water in that, right there where his house is, there's water in that particular swamp there all the time. It was low.
Yes, ma'am, but I don't think I'd like
this stuff
right now.
It was low land in that. It was all low land in that part of the country there.